Scott Engel here with Eric Thames of the Brewers. Eric, what is it about you in April? 16 home runs the last two Aprils, the most in the majors.
See, it's a lot of luck. I mean, it's really nothing nothing different. I'm just trying to have quality at bats and get on base for the guys, you know, hitting in front of me and behind me.
What do you think is the key to stretching that kind of success over a full season now?
Being able to let go of, like, the stress. Like, last year I put a lot of pressure on myself, and towards the end of the year, towards, like, June, and I just, like, was tapped out mentally. So this year I'm just kind of taking it all in stride, just trying to have quality at-bats.
So it was about maybe, like, being back in the majors for the first year in a long time and getting acclimated again?
Yeah, definitely. Like, learning the new pitchers, learning, like, the catchers, everything. So this year, you know, I would say I'm in a better spot than I was last year.
What about the fact that, you know, they're using Ryan Braun and Jesus against lefties? You know, would that give you more of an opportunity to rest and, you know, spread out the numbers more over a full season?
I mean, for me, honest, like, playing every day, I mean, that's like everybody. You want to play every day. But, you know, I can't really control who makes the lineup. I can't control a lot of things. So all I can do is, you know, prepare the best I can and go out there and perform.
Have you been working, you know, diligently on trying to improve against lefties?
Yeah, it's a lot easier when you see him every day, but, you know, when you're facing the guys, you know, in the eighth, ninth inning, they're nasty. It's tougher, but, you know, there's really no excuse, you know. Like, I've been hitting off crawl machines, and whoever BP throws is a lefty, so I've been hitting off him a lot. And, yeah, just working for it.
How are you a different player now than you were your first time around in the majors?
Like last year or like the time before that?
Your career when you went back in America.
Less of a head case, I would say. When I was younger, it was all like, I mean, it was tough. I mean, as a young player coming up, you know, if you're 0 for 8, you know, you might get sent down, stuff like that. So I put a lot of pressure on myself to perform and just snowballed. And now I'm more relaxed, you know, I'm wiser with my age. So yeah, just experience.
Do you think going to Korea, you know, made you a better player in some ways, and how?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just it gave me more life experience. I feel like that gave me a different perspective, and, you know, obviously that kind of leaks into stuff outside of just life, you know, just like with baseball and my family, relationships and stuff like that. So it helped me a lot.
Did you develop a taste for the food over there, and is anything comparable here in terms of Korean barbecue back in the States?
Well, I mean, like, I feel like every major city has a good Korean barbecue spot, but me, I love steak and all that stuff, so I love it.
So, not that you know how it works, but when people like me say, Eric, I drafted you on my fantasy baseball team for the power, do you take it as a compliment? Because it's almost like the modern-day equivalent of being on a baseball card.
Yeah, definitely. It's a big compliment. But also for me, it's, you know, I have to keep performing because obviously guys can trade you away and drop you like that. So I have to keep doing my job, keep performing.
Eric, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you.